So I had this plan for my life today. And insert universal laugh. Right, I had this plan for you today. I have all of these messages and all this wonderful love that I want to share with you. And I turn on my camera and I turn on my microphone and nothing comes out as hoped. And then I receive a phone call from ABC 15, a producer there who wanted me to talk about orthorexia. So I went in for an interview and nothing was coming out of my mouth the way that I wanted it to. And I was outside and it was very hot and I was sweating in the middle of the interview and there was nothing that I could do about it, like literally nothing. I come home, I've done my hair for you today. I wanted to share more love and create all these videos. And man, it's not coming out. And the message of today and the lesson here for myself, hopefully sharing with you, is that it's know the difference. Like, when am I pushing it? When am I trying to make things happen? When do I have a plan of my own, minus my own heart, that just isn't working? And knowing that push, when is that push happening? When am I trying to make things happen instead of allowing my life to happen? When you can recognize those moments, I laugh. I do. I laughed. I laughed before I turned this on and started creating this podcast episode. I laughed because I laughed in my own forgetfulness. I laughed in the forgetfulness that there's a perfect plan, that everything is happening perfectly. I forgot that my heart is driving and not my head. And I defaulted to my head. And what happened? I fell on my face because I was trying to make my life happen. And it's just not the truth. Things are so much easier when we slip back in to the natural rhythms of how things happen. It's in the first month of heart training, actually starting this coming month, I'm so excited, that we learn the difference and we discern the difference of the language of the heart between lightness and heaviness, between having things, when things are naturally occurring in our life versus making things happen and pushing things to happen. There is a feeling. There's just a certain feeling, and I want you to be able to discern between those feelings of when am I pushing and making things happen versus allowing. One feels very heavy and one feels very light. One feels very difficult and one feels very easy. One feels like pushing and one feels much more effortless. And you have those same rhythms too. Knowing that we can't tap into those rhythms until we are willing, not that you have had to out it completely, but until you are willing to take a true look at how you've been living your life in terms of wanting to control everything and needing to set the alarm for the sun to rise and thinking that you're the one who has to make the planet spin. Right? It's difficult. Like, just as there are no words coming out of my mouth, that's how the interview felt like the interview went today. Like, it's just not right. And so you got to trust that. So there is something more. There is something different. There is something that is far more in alignment with who I am and where I'm going and what the best possible version of me is and how much love I can give and contribute to the world today. There's something that is more in alignment with me today than my own agenda, than creating these videos, even though I did my hair all nicely for you and put on makeup. There's something more. And the recognition of that in itself is not only a reduction in resistance, that, my sweet soul friend, is freedom. Freedom. I don't have to control it. I don't have to know how it's supposed to happen. I'm just going to follow the feelings of feeling good. Because there's something else. And if you're feeling those same feelings too, there's something else. It's like hitting the brick wall and turning around and running right into the brick wall and turning around and running right into the brick wall. I know you've had that experience. You make shit happen. And it feels awful. It's like, I got to get this done. I got to do this. And I got to do this. And next thing you know, you wake up and your whole life feels like an obligation. Blech. It feels awful. So this is my encouragement for myself today. and a lesson for you. Just don't push things. Just don't do it. It's not the right direction. Don't do it.
Accept it. Move along with what feels good. Feel into your heart space. That's what we're doing in heart training this month, is coming back home through processes of feeling good rituals, letting go processes, and then another integration point of discernment between light and heavy, hard and effortlessness. Understanding when you just gotta, it's not that you're waving the white flag. It often feels like, in the beginning to me, and I've heard my students say this as well, is that, well, I'm just giving up. I'm waving the white flag and I'm giving up, right? Your head is telling you that. Your head is saying you're the one that you are powerless, you are weak, and you are giving up, therefore you are a failure. So if you're coming into this work with a fear of failure, that's certainly going to flare it up. For you to be able to shift gears and trust that something else is going to open up and it's going to feel a lot better, that requires a willingness to get a little bit uncomfortable, knowing that your head is just the one who's telling you that you're a failure, you failed, white flag in the air, and this is not how it's supposed to go, that you're weak and you're giving up and this wasn't meant for you in the first place. All of the other resistance, all of the other thought patterns that are running in the back of your head as you work to move from your head to your heart, as you find the effortlessness path instead of the hard path, all of the shit that your brain is going to start to tell you is not true. It's only your brain. The same brain that creates problems and then goes to create solutions and make up solutions to feel special and important, right? That's the same brain. So there's nothing wrong. Take a breath with me. Recognize when you're pushing. Recognize and take note. Create evidence for yourself. When things feel simpler and they just flow, mount that evidence. Use that evidence, because we're building a new guidance system together. We're building a new guidance system together that says, Okay, I have some evidence. When I did this, this, and this, that felt really hard and I pushed things and it didn't work out. But remember that time that I did this, this, and that, and on that vacation, I just meandered around and it felt really good and that was effortless and that just flowed. We're paying more attention to things that you have not yet been looking at. That's in the first month of heart training. That's a lot of what you're doing, is discerning between heavy and light, between hard and effortless. And it's, you haven't looked in those places, because the language of the head is how. The language of the head is, how am I going to go make these things happen? How am I going to go create this? The language of the heart is heavy and light. The language of the heart is hard and effortless. And so what you're doing is you're tapping into a new frequency. You're tapping in to the ways in the language of the heart that simply say, instead of asking how and then following and becoming the thoughts that are creating the emotions of stress and anxiety because I don't know the how, let's take it from my head and knock it down to my heart. Let's come back into my body and say, okay, all right, I'm experiencing like hard and heaviness. I'm asking too much how. Let's feel around for this a little bit more. What feels more light? What feels more effortless? What does my heart want right now? And so you're tapping into that different frequency and learning a new language. You, my friend, are learning the language of the heart. And by learning the language of the heart, that's what has allowed me to create this episode, to create my life today, to create my life up until this point, that says, oh, stop. You're pushing things. It's getting too difficult. It's not that difficult. I am loved. I'm good enough as I am. Things happen without my doing. They're happening right now without my doing. I'm just sharing me, sharing love, working for love, learning how to use my heart and move out into the world from there. And it was scary to try and get there in the first place and work that way through fear. But it was worth it 100,000 times over. 100 million lifetime times over. Okay, so this feels like I'm starting to push it. I don't know what else to tell you other than the fact that that's what I need you to do, is discern between what feels light and what feels heavy, what feels hard and what feels effortless, and to be able to have the courage, to be able to have the understanding, and to be able to have the willingness to say, I am not going to push this. that I am not the one in control, that there is divine perfection and the law of divine perfection that is leading my life, that I don't have to do this, that all I have to do is go follow the good feeling. So if this doesn't feel good and I don't know why, I don't have to know why. I'm going to trust that, and the next step will come right after that. And so that's what I'm going to do today. Peace and love to you on this journey, my friend. I love you so much. Thanks for tuning in. Want more? Head to mayanara.com or check the show notes and join us for heart training.